An hour later, Holmes and Watson sat discussing their plans over an early dinner. Afterward, a carriage dropped them near to Stapleton's abode, Merripit House. Holmes led the way to a cluster of large rocks. "This will be our center of operations." He and Watson could see into the windows of the dining room, where Sir Henry and Jack Stapleton sat smoking after-dinner cigars, though Beryl Stapleton was nowhere to be seen.
"Where is Beryl?" whispered Watson.
"I don't know," replied Holmes, but he was looking toward the moor. A dense fog had arisen and was creeping closer.
"Sir Henry must be out and on his way before that fog covers the path."
After a time, Stapleton arose and excused himself. Moments later, the kitchen door opened quietly, and Stapleton came out. Moving down a path to a small shed, he unlocked the door and entered. A minute later, Stapleton reappeared and locked the shed. Re-entering the house, he returned to the dining room. Tendrils of fog began to curl around the house and over the path beyond. At last, through the eerie echoes caused by the fog, they heard the door of Merripit House open, words of goodbye spoken, and the door closing. Soon they heard footsteps coming along the path, and Sir Henry emerged from the fog, his movements brisk, his face betraying his nervousness. He passed their place of concealment without seeing them. A minute later, Watson nearly jumped at the sound of Holmes cocking the hammer of his revolver. Holmes warned,
"It's coming!" Then, through the fog, came a rapid, pattering sound that grew louder and louder.